Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. John Heyman puts the Orioles front office at number 5 in his MLB rankings. But I bet if you poll, Jeremy, the Oriole fan base, you'd have a lot of people who don't think the Orioles are in the top 5.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm okay with you thinking they're not in the top 5. I'm not okay with the people who are like, fire Elias, he's the problem, because I think you guys are stupid. Just dumb. I mean, you look at the talent that this team has drafted and what they've done, and we've been saying it. In football and baseball, we have two of the best front offices in all of sports, man. And it doesn't surprise me to see John Heyman have him in his top 5. I did. The fact that they're doing this and they were struggling and he still had him in the top 5,
yeah,
I think says a lot more, because there are some other guys that took the opportunity just to, hey, look at these 5 good teams, and they have great front offices because they're good right now. And it's easy to go, hey, the Dodgers have a great front office. No, they have an unlimited checkbook.
Well, he has the Dodgers number 1, the Braves number 2, the D-backs number 3, and I think the D-backs do a great job. The Mets number 4, and then the Orioles number 5. Orioles are only technically a smaller market team in the top 5.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, you start looking at some of the teams that are listed up there, and it's most of the teams that are out just that are going to spend $300 million on payroll. I mean, we joked about it. The Mets spent $1 billion in the offseason. And I think fans look at it and they go, oh, that's what we should be doing. No, it's not the right business model, and even the Mets know that. But he's got unlimited funds, and he wants to win, so hats off to him. You know,
Dan O'Dowd has the Dodgers, the Guardians, the D-backs, the Braves, and the Yankees.
See, I like that he put the Guardians in there because, again, it's another team that drafts and develops well, and they're under that kind of, hey, we're not going to be out there spending this type of money. The fact that they offered Jose Ramirez an extension, the guy accepted it, I think they were lucky. But they're not going to be – they're one of those teams – like, I think they're going to be what everybody thinks the Orioles are going to be. You get what I'm – like, they'll sign one or two guys here or there, but – they're not going. They're going to move guys out. Like, they had no reason to move Jimenez to the Blue Jays. He's one of the best second basemen in all of baseball. But they did.
410-583-1057 is the number. Do you agree with his list, Ed?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the teams there. We'll start with the Orioles. I think I've always thought and always said I think this team has got a great front office. They have a lot of faith in Elias. And they built a really good roster. They built an incredible farm system. They, you know, did everything. I just think people keep their promises. When he took the job, he said he was going to have the best farm system in baseball, have an international presence, have an academy in the Dominican Republic. All these things have happened. And the team wins. I mean, you know, I'm not going to make an excuse of his struggling since, you know, 16 games in the beginning of the year. They win. They've won for the last 2 seasons. They have a good baseball team, a young team. The other teams covet our players. Yeah, they're certainly a top 5 front office. Now you look at the other organizations. I mean, the Dodgers, what can you say? I mean, I get people get mad they spend a lot of money, you know, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Yankees, all that stuff. But if they're not violating the rules, there's no salary cap, what are you going to do? There's a huge media market. They have a ton of money, and they've been successful. I mean, you know, the Mets are finally winning, and the Dodgers are taking the World Series. Yeah, I agree with it. I mean, I look around, and yeah.
I mean, I look at the list and I think it's fine. I mean, you can put these teams up there that are spending all this money, but I think developing and drafting and all the things that go on, you've got five or six teams in this league that can throw a ton of money at any problem they have. The Mets are one of them. The Yankees are one of them. I'd put the Red Sox in that group. The Cubs can do it. And if you go out west, you're going to be looking at, hell, the Padres have been doing it for whatever reason, but the Dodgers are clearly in that group. And then there's probably another team or two that we're not talking about that always get involved. I mean, Toronto's the team that's been driving the price up on everybody because they get involved and they're not signing anyone.
Well, they get involved in everybody that's out there. They put, you know, throw the hat in.
But I do think, you know, when you have – and again, saying this about the front offices, yeah, the Mets are doing nothing wrong. The Dodgers are doing nothing wrong because it's in the context of it. But it's still not a level playing field. And that's where you have to create a new way to try to be competitive. You're never going to be competitive with the Dodgers by trying to spend with them. You're just not.
It's like saying you have a home that has an unlimited budget, and you get to go on vacations and eat great meals and all those things. Meanwhile, you got this home that has a tight budget. Well, the home that's wealthy is a better home because the other one doesn't. Mm-hmm. That's what you're comparing right now.
Yeah.
The Mets and the Dodgers can afford to go out and sign everybody they want. How many of those guys in their rotation or in their lineup are homegrown? I mean, go around the diamond. The first baseman is not homegrown. Mookie Betts is not homegrown. Shohei Ohtani is not homegrown. You just keep going around the diamond, they're not. So if they're great front office, the best front office in baseball because they can spend more, well, okay, I'll take it.
Doesn't always work, though. I mean, the Padres have done that. I mean, this year they're the number one team in the power rankings this week. However, they've been doing this for a while, you know, just collecting. They were like collecting, like card collectors. They were collecting these big names, but they couldn't seem to get it together. Maybe this is a year, but it doesn't always work. So, you know, you gotta give some credit for that, because I don't want to see the Dodgers win the World Series every year.
Well, yeah, you're right. It doesn't always work. So with that being said, John Heyman has the Mets as number four. Why? They haven't worked. That hasn't worked.
Well, they went to the NLCS last year. I mean, it's not like they didn't win a World Series. But, I get it. But
they've been doing it for 4 years, and it worked one. So that's what I mean. You're looking at teams that can spend money, and we put them up there. I agree with the Braves. I agree with the Diamondbacks. I think the Diamondbacks, to be honest with you, have done a phenomenal job.
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
410-583-1057, Baltimore. Ryan, what's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, real quick before I get into my thoughts on the Orioles, Rob, I just want to say that what you and Robbie did last night for the Autism Awareness Night, it's a great representative of the community. I have a cousin with autism who's a really good friend of mine, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
In terms of the Orioles, you know, it was good two wins back-to-back. It seems like a good on-brand of Orioles baseball that we've seen the past 2 years, but I was thinking about this last night that this is such a young team still with Adley and Gunner and Westbury and Kerstad that these guys haven't faced much adversity in the major leagues, not just in the major leagues, but in their playing careers. You know, Adley and Gunner and, you know, all of them are the best player on their high school team. They had success at the college level if they went to college. Now they go to the majors and they instantly succeed. And, you know, they had some issues in the playoffs, but that's such a small sample size for them to really grasp the idea of adversity. And now they actually get it and they start to bounce back. So,
hey Ryan, by the way, what's your cousin's name, the one with autism?
Jordan.
Okay, shout out to Jordan this morning, man. Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend. 410-583-1057. It's a good point. Someone else brought that up on social media, Ed, that the Orioles, they did it in a negative way, saying that a bunch of rich kids will never face adversity. But, you know, I guess as a whole, for a long time they haven't, but none of these guys came up from the minors to the majors like gangbusters. They all struggled a little bit when they came up.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I was just looking this up with the Dodgers while you guys were going back and forth. You know how many homegrown players they have on the roster? When they're 40, man, they say they have 15. They have two homegrown players that you would know about. And one you probably don't even know, Páez. The kid that came up last year, foreign rookie.
Yeah.
Will Smith is a homegrown player. Yeah. All their other homegrown players, they moved on. whether it was the trade for Betts and, you know, they moved their outfielder. Why can't I think of his name now? Damn it, man. And then the kid that went to the Red Sox. And now he's not on the Red Sox. All the gold chains. Why can't I think of his name? Damn it. Anyway, but when you look at the Dodgers roster, their entire roster from top to bottom are free agents that they bought. It's outside of Will Smith. And they'll probably tell you, hey, Kiki Hernandez is a homegrown talent, even though he's been around the league and now he's back with them. Like, their entire lineup, 1 through 9, unless Will Smith has the day off, is filled with guys that they've picked up through free agency.
410-583-1057.
Alex Verdugo. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Where's Verdugo now? Because he went to the Yankees for a minute, too.
No. He was gone from the Yankees, yeah. But they were, who's the team that was kicking the tires?
I know he's gone from there, but who after that is what I'm saying.
No, he said
Braves.
Yeah, so the Braves are kicking the tires on him now because of the injuries they've had.
Right.
But he just recently got signed, though, right?
Yeah, let's go to Greg in Columbia. What's up, Greg?
Hey, happy Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday to you. I forgot it is Good Friday. It is.
Right? Thank you, sir.
It's all right.
I'd like to give my comment on the salary cap. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay. How I look at it is I'm against it for these reasons. I don't mind the Dodgers and the Mets spending tons of money. I just love seeing guys getting played. Baseball is not the easiest game to play. Also, I do not have too much sympathy for the teams that don't have a high payroll, because my philosophy is good baseball, winning baseball makes the money. If you don't have a big payroll, if you don't have a lot of money, You got tons of talent in the minors and the college ranks who are willing to play their tails off for not a lot of money. And then
let me ask you a question. Greg, have you ever financed a car, a vehicle?
You make the money.
Have you ever financed Greg, have you ever financed a vehicle?
Yes, sir.
You have, okay. What if you went to the dealership? Let's say, let me just throw a number out there. What if you went to the dealership, that vehicle was $30,000? And the bank said, "Yeah, we'll help you out with it, but you got to have that $30,000 in the bank already. You can make payments, but you got to have that $30,000 in the bank now. That'd be a little tough for you to afford that car, am I right? If you had to come up with the $30,000 up front."
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So what you're saying right now is, yeah, I could pay a ball player $400 million over time. I don't have the $400 million to put in the bank right now. That's the difference between the Dodgers and the Guardians. The Dodgers had the $400 million to put in the bank now to pay him. The Guardians do not. That's why the Guardians can't get the $400 million player, because they can't come up with the money instantly.
Why do the superstar players in the league end up signing with the same five teams?
Exactly. Exactly. The Blue Jays can say, "I'm going to give Vlad Guerrero $325 million right now and finance the other 175. How many teams can do that? Please, people, just understand the finances of baseball before you say, "I don't feel sorry for that team." They can come up with the money. They just can't do it right now. That's the difference in baseball.